Off the Ball. GAA.
Hurling traditions obviously will maybe smile at that. Kilkenny beat Kildare, but this is a different Kildare. This is a Kildare built on real confidence, real hurling, real belief.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
All right, welcome. Welcome along to the Shardy segment on a multitude of platforms. It's a scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Each week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia to pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. You might not be hearing us on the usual radio slot quite so often anymore, but the quiz is alive and well on YouTube. Are we on the radio tonight?
Not tonight, no.
You can get us a podcast for all our Off The Ball members worldwide. If for whatever reasons best kept to yourself, you've not become a member yet, get over to offtheball.com/join now. You know, you get three free listens on the Go Light app for just by signing up, which is probably about the number of quizzes that we do most months. With all that said, all that's left to do is introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry. What a lineup we've got this week. Ooh. Up first, you might have noticed that there was no crappy quiz last week. Some have speculated that this first contestant's almighty collapse 2 weeks ago meant a break was needed. A legend of the game. Has he lost a step? Is time catching up with his once prodigious quizzing brain? Like his hero Unai Emery, maybe he can focus his attention on inferior quizzes elsewhere and see where that takes him. Raging against the dying of the light, and for one more week, at least. Please welcome Mick.
I love you, Austin McPhee.
McCarthy.
Austin McPhee has had a bit of a turnaround in the way I see him, I have to say, after Wednesday night. And I have definitely...
Why shouldn't he be standing beside the manager? Take your lap.
Well, I did tell you before that when at... the last Villa game I was at, which was Juventus in the Champions League, Villa had a free kick and taking too long over it, and a nil all draw. They were pushing for a winner and it was late enough in the game, and McPhee came out into the sideline. The whole team looked at him to see what to do, and I just went, "Sit down, you gobshite," and was surprised that everybody around me in the whole end didn't feel my frustration and anger.
Oh, right. They were all like, he's a genius. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? This is the most important thing we do is get the instructions off Austin. Yeah. But yeah, look, I mean, given what happened Wednesday night, I would, I'd say he's earned those flowing locks.
Yeah. Seen him actually in Dublin. He was part of the Portugal backroom staff. He was sitting in front of, or sitting fairly close in front of me in that game. He had a massive knee brace.
Broken leg, like, or surgery, I think. Yeah.
Just a couple of cringe moments from the Villa celebrations. Harvey Elliott trying to get the crowd going. They just weren't invested.
And really,
Emi Martinez on the top of the bus with the microphone. Did you see this?
No.
Everyone said I was screaming into the mic. Everyone said I was going to Manchester United. Everyone booed and he said, no, I didn't go. He thought he had a mic drop moment. It was a little bit cringe. He was like, but
look at the celebration police here. Look at him. Oh, this is how you do it in an open top bus parade. Go on.
If I remember correctly.
Go on, Shane.
If I remember correctly.
Keep talking.
I think United rejected him and decided on Senna Lammens, the younger
version. My last memory of Man United.
Let's make it about Manchester United.
My last memory of Man United is the open top bus parade they had after they lost the Europa League final in Thailand or somewhere, Singapore. Remember that one last season?
That was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Enjoy
your week, lads. Enjoy your week.
What a petty man. Easy to support Manchester United, Shane, is what I would say, you know.
Freiburg.
How petty are Man United that they released the official news that Michael Carrick is going to be the next and current and continuing head coach during Thomas Tuchel's England? Good lads, yeah. This is how you seize the narrative.
Revenge for Harry Maguire.
That's what it is. It's so petty.
Man United are bigger than England.
Up next, for a brief few minutes on Sunday evening, this second contestant was almost certain his life had peaked. Manchester United are back, brackets, sort of. Space travel is cool again, although a massively overvalued IPO. And Monaghan looks set to complete the comeback of all comebacks and snatch the Ulster title from Armagh's cold, dead hands. It didn't pan out. That's not to say he didn't take something from the experience. After what feels like years without a crappy quiz win, the valiant efforts of those Monaghan men give him something more valuable than the Anglo-Sel Cup itself. Hope. Please welcome Shane, the Monaghan Machete Hannon.
Yeah, I'm in between two behemoths of the quiz today, so I don't mind being Monaghan in the Ulster final last weekend today. Like, I'll take it to extra time, give them a good battle, and maybe Peter's out towards the tail end. I don't mind that.
Wow.
We'll take it. Give them a good game.
I'd go the opposite. I'd be worried about you three or four behind in the rapid fire round.
Well, David's rapid fires are just...
Monaghan people know how to put up massive scores in quick periods of time.
So I was off for a couple of weeks. I was giving a best man speech during the Monaghan Derry extra time. So obviously... within reason, glancing down at my phone, and then I was like, there's people at the table like whispering, oh, Monaghan are coming back. Like, there were 10 points down here, there was game out, we'd given up. And then someone says, Jack and Karen has just kicked it 2.3. We don't know what happened. We're following it in Scorpio and could not believe it. Leaping around the room, like, amazing stuff.
Yeah. That's an awful one to miss live because missing the context of it.
Yeah. I didn't have a clue what was happening.
Yeah. David was at it.
I was there, yeah. I was literally right across in the opposite side of the stand from Jack McCarron. Yeah.
There you go.
Finally, what is there left to say about this fella? Another Monaghan man, he's no interest in honourable defeats. He's a winner. A conqueror of those flailing colleagues that try to come at him week after week. Once, maybe twice in a generation, a quizzer comes along that makes you sit up and take notice. He is him. Please allow me to introduce our third contestant and winner. It's David, the Fountain Wilson.
Arthur is very complimentary with these quizzes, but like the fall is about to come. I think so.
He's cute, isn't he?
I've lost a step and he's already the winner, right?
Yeah,
I feel like there's a predetermined bias.
Yeah. The last time, I think there was the script entry, or the script was Mick was already the winner and then I came back and won that quiz, so maybe history is about to
I don't think so. I think I took issue with you being declared the winner.
Oh, yeah, advance. Maybe, yeah.
How are we going to, who's going to write the quiz when we need Arthur to go up against the...
Well, Ben did a pretty good job a couple of weeks ago, so...
very complicated and very long, but good start.
Not as complicated as David's one, was it?
There was a mix of...
Mine was just long. Yeah,
it just took a lot.
I think it was taxing.
Yeah.
Subliminal questions to each other, like, oh, if you listen to the last episode of our podcast, you'll know this answer. Anyway, any questions you have out there, please get involved. crappyquiz@offtheball.com. That goes straight to Mick, by the way.
Who will write a quiz again, I'm sure.
If you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, you can still send us your questions via postcard. We love the post. Quizmaster, Off the Wall Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2, D02TD60 is the postcode. All right, let's get to it. Introduction. Call Your Shot Round is first up. Introduction not supposed to be read there, by the way. But I read it anyway, just for you at home. A little special treat. I'm going to give you a question with a list of available answers. Each contestant will bid the number of correct answers they think they can manage, and the highest bidder gets dibs. First dibs at the list. Highest bidder hits their target, they win the point. If they can't manage it, the remaining two players then get to bid again on how many of the remaining answers they can name. If that mark isn't hit, the last person standing wins the coward's point. Each of you will be given a chance to start the bidding. All okay? We're going to go Mick, Shane, David. Mick opens the bidding. Round one, question one. Anybody who's managed Manchester City in the 21st century, including interims, and the total number is 9. From the year 2000 to 22nd of May 2026, which when we're recording this.
7.
7 from 9.
Oh, jeez. I feel like David will go the whole hog, so I'll leave him. No, I'll leave it. No. Go on, name your 7 or go higher. He definitely has 7, though. Pressure him, David.
Yeah, there is a...
Good, I didn't do.
I would say go on ahead.
He's very good at this. Like I said, I'll do the opposite to him. I'll start high, make him go higher.
6 would have been... There's a few there.
A big opening bid.
Including the interims is... The
okay. Joseph Guardiola.
Pep.
Yeah.
2016 to now.
I wrote down...
Got one.
I wrote down something by accident there that would have been a disaster. I said the wrong name, but the right name is Pellegrini.
I'm a Pellegrini 2013 to 2016.
Pochettino.
I wrote down was Pochettino. Literally, it was about to say, I just had this panic. Thank God I didn't accidentally say that. So Pellegrini and Pep and Mancini.
Oh, you're going reverse chronological order.
I don't know if I am or not. Mark Hughes. Sven Göran Eriksson.
Just needs, what, 2 more?
Yeah, I have one more, definitely. Including interims is interesting. Oh, this century.
Yeah.
Oh, I have it. Kevin Keegan.
Kevin Keegan.
Joe Royal.
Joe Royal. Who are you missing? Anybody?
Stuart Pearce. Did you say Stuart Pearce?
Stuart Pearce, yeah, yeah.
Didn't say that. 05 to 07, Stuart Pearce.
Reid wasn't the century, was it?
No.
No.
Brian Kidd.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No.
He was the interim.
Wouldn't have guessed that one. But yeah.
Was he interim? Or was he actually full? There's only one season anyway. Ooh. It goes Mancini.
No, I don't think he was full time.
No, he must have been interim. It goes Mancini, Brian Kidd, Pellegrini. So the order was Joe Royle, followed by Kevin Keegan, who was there for 4 years. And from Keegan, it went to
Stuart Pearce,
Sven.
Sven
went to Mark Hughes, only one season in the end. And then from Hughes into the
good managers.
The money. Mancini was 09 to 2013. So Mancini is Aguero, is he? Or is that Pellegrini?
Yeah, Mancini, yeah. Mm. And his scarf.
Did you see during the week that they were saying that Arteta is the first former player to win?
I saw that.
As a manager.
And they forgot about George Graham on their own channels.
Yeah. But they also...
Not just Premier League. Mancini as well, was it?
And yeah, but there was a Premier League... the thought is the same about the Premier League as well, that he was the first in the Premier League era.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mancini played 4 games for Leicester, so he's the first former player to win the Premier League as a manager.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't remember Mancini at Leicester, but...
2001.
First Premier League player at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The only... Okay. So the thing that they said on the Arsenal website was
he's with your own team.
Exactly, yeah.
So they said he was the first ever player to do that. Well, Kenny Dalglish did that as well. So I think it must be Premier League.
No, it was he's only the third person to do it with their own club, and they named two others. So it was Dalglish and somebody else whose name suddenly escapes me.
But not George Graham.
Not George Graham, their own one. So
did George Graham win the league with Arsenal?
As a player?
Yeah.
I think, is he not part of the 71 team? No?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a quiz question for you, Ger.
Well, there you go.
Next week, yeah.
And of course, everybody knows who was co-com the day of the Aguero goal, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was not a Quinn. We were chatting about it off air. Anyway. okay. Shane opens the betting. Any county that defeated Dublin in the Jim Gavin era from 2013 to 2019, excluding O'Byrne Cup games. So I'm going to take games in the National Football League, the Leinster Championship, or the All-Ireland Series, or the Super 8s, or any variation of it that you care to name. There are 6 in total. Cool. Counties that defeated Dublin in the Jim Gavin era between 2013 and 2019 in senior inter-county football matches. So, name 6.
6
wow,
in
that's
total.
A tough one, isn't it?
If you can, or give me the number that you think you'll correctly name.
Who would have never thought of them again?
Yeah.
They come up in conversations during the week and I was like, oh yeah.
Jesus. Go on, 5.
Whoa.
Of right. 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bid higher than that.
Away you go.
Right. Damn it. Monaghan.
Yes. 2018 National Football League. 2019 National Football League. Was there a point from the... Was there an amazing...
Jack McCarron relegated Dublin with the last kick.
Was there one from the...
That was after 2019 though.
Possibly. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I remember 22.
McManus.
So you're lucky.
Yeah. McManus kicked 12 points one time in Croke
Park. I think that was, yeah. Yeah. It was definitely like from the touchline.
Yeah.
Both sides, I think.
Yeah.
Kerry
did it 3 times, the 2015 National Football League, the 2017 National Football League, and the 2019 National Football League. You'll notice what's missing there is any game Sam Maguire was on the line.
So 2013 to 19. Donegal.
Senior Football Championship 2014. The only defeat.
Surely this team would have got one up at some point in the league. Mayo?
No. Never bet.
So you got 3, did he?
God, you got 3.
Damn it.
There are 3 correct answers left.
Such a good Mayo team. They never beat them even in the league.
Is it to me now?
Yeah.
One.
Cheeky knows one.
One's a good guess.
I have one that I know.
What'd you do in college?
So should I go for 2?
Me?
Yeah.
Journalism.
DCU?
Yeah.
Just as good as a behavioural psychologist.
Like, he absolutely flummoxes me. I'm completely defeated before I walk in the door with him.
Yeah, I'm a Freakonomics type.
Go on, Mick. I'd say you have 2, to be honest.
I'd say he has 1, so I have to go for 2.
Grant. So mixed bit is 2.
I remember Tyrone beating them.
2013 National Football League, 2019 National Football League.
19 is obviously the one I remember, yeah.
And then it's a lottery. One of about 28 remaining counties.
Mm.
It's actually one of about five remaining counties who
yeah. So if you're just looking at the league that era, Derry weren't relevant for most of it. They were very far down the leagues. Galway.
No.
It's the Rossies, isn't it?
Derry.
It was Derry.
Yeah, Derry in 2014. Remember, because they were in first division and they went all the way down
again. Yeah.
So in 2014, they were still in division one and they must have beaten
Did
them.
You have Cork. One?
I had Tyrone.
No. Yeah, Tyrone, okay, yeah.
Cork. 2014
Cork.
And 2015.
I Cork written down in a question mark and I had a Galway written down in a question mark.
I thought of Cork. And, yeah. Cork was a guess, Galway was a guess. Doesn't matter.
Mick's on one, Shane's on none, David's on one.
Coward's point for David there, well done.
Round one, question three. David opens the bidding this time. Every club that Shea Given played for, including loans, the total is 8.
Oh, my. Right up Mick Street and David yeah. Street, isn't it?
I'll go 5.
Who's next in the bidding, actually?
6.
Mick. Nah, go on.
Go on ahead.
Really? Celtic, Blackburn, Sunderland, Newcastle, City, Villa.
Sorry, so whoa.
Show off.
How many do you have to name?
6.
And what did you get?
6.
All right, give it to me.
Celtic, Blackburn, Sunderland, Newcastle, City, Villa. Stoke, if you want another one.
So, did he play first team game for Celtic? Ooh.
You said who did he play for? He played for them. You didn't say anything about first team.
We don't count underage matches.
His knowledge was too good.
I don't think he did.
I also named 6. I said Stoke as well.
He's not on my list. Yeah, but you named him for an incorrect one.
Yeah. We should have said Stoke instead of Celtic.
He played for Celtic. I'm sure he did. Just because he didn't play in the league.
0 appearances for Celtic. Yeah.
Who gets that point?
Well, we have
to continue on.
We have 2 left. Yeah. So just sorry, go through who you named again there, Mick. Oh, that is like hubris. That is Icarus. His wings are melting. Wow. Oh.
Just look at his face.
He's not going to speak again.
No, I am wrong. Fair enough. I did think he played with them. It wasn't hubris. I thought he played with them.
Okay, so who did you say? You
Blackburn,
said Stoke,
Sunderland,
which we can't take
Newcastle,
anymore.
City, Villa.
Blackburn, Sunderland.
Newcastle, City, Villa.
Newcastle.
I have to be honest, I never knew City. You played for Sunderland.
Villa.
Yeah, it was
I think we that was a season on loan from Celtic, was it?
Right, okay.
No, actually. On loan from Blackburn.
Why did Blackburn?
I made the balls of it.
Oh, because Blackburn signed him as a kid and then they sent him on loan and then he got in the team. Was that what happened?
Yes. I don't know. He never really got in the team, actually.
At Blackburn?
Yeah. Played a couple of games.
Was Tim Flowers still ahead of him? Oh, sorry, Mick. There are 2 left. Who's next?
Who's bidding me, is it?
Yeah.
So we can't say the one that he...
No, you can't say this. The one Stoke is no.
So there's actually only 1 left, is that right?
There's 2 left.
2 left still.
Because Celtic wasn't one of them.
I kind of ruined the whole game by going past the wrong answer.
Well, there's no point saying 0, is there? Because then I'm just handing them the point anyway, so I might as well say 1 and take a stab.
No, he'll have to get one. And if he doesn't...
If he doesn't get one, I get the point.
You both get the point.
Okay, that's a good point.
Or nobody gets the point.
They're not 2 cowards points.
No, so yes, I might as well take a lump. Okay.
You might as well get one. Because if he doesn't get it and bids one, then you get the point.
What's this coaching?
It's like 2v1 here.
It's on dark alley.
I thought he said there wasn't 2 cowards points, but David, please go on. Name a number.
So I'd say 1 and then obviously I have to go for it. Do you play for Derby?
No. You coached at Derby, didn't he?
Yeah. Good. I was thinking he might have.
So Shane gets the point.
Yeah. Middlesbrough on loan and Swindon Town on loan. That's the worst cowards point of all time. Yeah. Mick won, Shane won, David won after all that. Round 2.
I can't believe that.
Introduction.
I can't believe I had 6.
You were so confident as well. In fairness, yeah.
That's my own fault.
We're sticking with the inverted Wikipedia round in this week's quiz. Instead of guessing a player based on the list of clubs I give you, here, you're going to be given a list of players. All you got to do is tell me what it is that links all the named players together. In advance, there is going to be some controversy in this round, I suspect. But anyway, it could be as simple as that they've all played on the same team together. It won't be that. Or something altogether more fiendishly difficult. It will be that. Once you think you know the answer, shout out your nickname. Get it right. You earn a point wrong and you're frozen out until the next question or when everybody else has guessed incorrectly. You can have another guess then. For the avoidance of doubt, we're going to be operating a fairly strict ruling when it comes to the accuracy of the link. So no whining. If you come close, but not close enough. All clear? We're going to run through these nicknames again. I love you, Austin McPhee, Lamont Machete, and Fountain. All clear? Let's get underway. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Peter Schmeichel, Clarence Seedorf, Yanovi Mikel, Carly Lloyd, Alexi Lalas, Thierry Henry, Javi Hernandez, Chicharito the Little P, Clint Dempsey.
Slow down, Jer. Slow down.
Landon Donovan, Juan Pablo Angel, Thiago Alcantara.
No point me slowing down because you ain't getting
Mono Machete.
Yeah.
They've all played in the MLS?
No.
The Fountain.
Yeah.
They're all part of the CBS World Cup commentary.
Oh, so close, but no! So close!
I love you, Austin McPhee. Yeah. They're all part of the Fox commentary.
He's got it. What a point!
Talking about cowards' points. That's...
I won't back by you if Jay gave a point.
I can't believe that.
Oh, wow.
That's ridiculous.
That was a great guess. That was a great, great, yeah. great guess.
And I wasn't even sure if it was Fox. Somewhere in the back of the mind.
Well, if it's not CBS, who's it going to be? Like NBC?
Fox Sports 2026 World Cup. And I didn't know. I just thought one broadcaster would have all the rights. But of course, it's America, so everybody has all the rights.
Yeah.
Round two, question two.
Why?
Umbro. O'Neill's. Adidas. O'Neill's. Adidas. Umbro.
I love you, Austin McPhee. The kit suppliers to League of Ireland champions in the 21st century.
No.
That is the most niche answer of all time.
What was the last one I said?
Oh,
probably either Umbro or Adidas. Umbro. I would say.
Yeah.
New Balance.
The Fountain.
Yeah.
Ireland kit suppliers.
Yeah. Correct.
Of course.
Umbro and Castore would have been the end of that one.
Yeah.
Round three. Round two, question three. Amy Gavin Mangan, Erica O'Shea, Bláthnaid Bogue, Vicky Wall.
The Fountain.
Yeah.
AFLW Players of the Year.
Nope. Ailish Considine, Bláthnaid Macken, and Sinead Goldrick.
Mono Machete. Irish players who have won the AFLW title.
Grand final. Yeah, correct.
Hello.
Question four. Gianluigi Donnarumma. Thibaut Courtois, twice. Ederson. Edouard Mondi.
The Fountain.
Yeah.
Champions League final winning goalkeepers.
Nope.
Mono Machete.
Mm?
Golden Glove winners for the season.
Nope. Manuel Neuer. Alisson Becker. Julio Cesar. Victor Valdez. Victor Bahia. Gianluigi Buffon. Dida. Iker Casillas. Bodo Ilgner. Wow. Edwin van der Sar, Sebastiano Rossi, and Fabian Barthez.
I love you, Austin McPhee. They're all goalkeepers.
They are all goalkeepers, Michael.
Mono Machete. Go back in.
Yes, you can. Everybody incorrectly guessed.
Oh.
Goalkeepers that have played in the World Cup final?
No. Donnarumma, no, Courtois, Bahia. Twice. Yeah. Ederson, Mondi, Neuer, Becker, Alisson.
I love you, Austin McPhee.
Yeah.
Goalkeepers that have saved penalties in Champions League finals.
No. Julio Cesar, Victor Valdez, Victor Bahia, Buffon.
That would be a lot of
penalties.
The Fountain.
Yeah.
Goalkeepers that have kept clean sheets in the Champions League
Correct.
Finals.
Correct.
God, it's very...
I do.
My...
By the time you were there, Victor Bahia, you were like, why am I here?
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, that was 3-0, wasn't it? Against Monaco. Yeah. Courtois twice, yeah.
Oof. Okay. Round two, question five. Ulster, Northampton Saints, Wasps twice, Toulouse, Saracens, Exeter Chiefs, and La Rochelle.
I love you, Austin McPhee.
Yeah.
Teams that have lost Heineken or Champions Cup finals?
No.
Oof.
That is also true, though, I think.
Mm.
No?
Can you say it again?
Oh.
Can you name them again?
Ulster, Saints, Wasps twice, Toulouse, Saracens, Exeter Chiefs, and La Rochelle.
The Fountain.
Yeah.
Teams that have been in a Champions Cup or European Cup final that have won their first appearance?
No.
Mono Machete. Teams that have played Leinster in a European final?
No, that'll be like, no. No. Okay, so you've all had a go. I can give you a hint. Some of these clubs had the chance to be included but aren't. Leicester Tigers, Biarritz, Racing 92 and Leinster.
The Fountain.
I love you.
Fountain? Teams that have played Irish clubs in the...
Well, Leinster have. Leinster's after screwing me there. I was going to say something else.
They had the chance to be included but aren't. So these clubs, Ulster, Saints, Wasps, Toulouse, Saracens, Exeter and La Rochelle, they're on the list. The following clubs.
Teams that have won, can I say it? Sorry, I love you, Austin McPhee. Teams that have won both the Champions and Challenge Cup?
No. We're not going to get this, are we?
No.
So. Teams that have won a Champions Cup final hosted in their own country.
Oh.
I mean,
Isle of Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah.
No problems there.
Yeah, no.
Well, I wasn't arguing with the answer. I'm arguing with the...
The specificity of it.
Jesus Christ, like, gives a chance.
That's a tough one, that.
That was tough.
Ulster, what, won in Dublin?
Dublin. Glasnevin Road. Justin Mason kicked.
Jesus.
Which penalties? Not a classic, you'd have to say.
His name was Simon Mason.
Simon Mason. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely not Justin Mason, anyway.
All right. Why don't you be the quiz master?
No, it's just... Something was wrong about what you said.
All right, okay,
you
corrected me. You're fine. Yeah, in front of the kids. Oh, me, calm down. Right, sir, I'm going to storm off here now because I said Celtic. Revenge. Okay.
Why, when people tell, why is it in my life when I tell people to calm down that they're always the ones who go, me, calm down? It suggests that maybe I'm not calm. I don't know.
What's the consistency?
It doesn't ring true for me now, I have to say.
Round three.
Introduction.
It's time for the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. I'm going to ask you each to give me a name that's on a list of names that I have that's written in front of me. If you get it right, the parcel passes on to the next player. If you get it wrong, the parcel will explode, covering you in shame. Parts of blood, and you got to soak that shit up. Okay. Question one, round three. The order is Mick, Shane, David. We want you to name any club that has won but never lost, or lost but never won. A European Cup Champions League final. So
stop complicating.
You can have won it, or you can have lost it.
You can't have done both.
Exactly.
Jesus.
And this is European Cup.
Yeah.
All the way back.
The '50s. There are 22.
Oh my God!
So you've won it, but never lost a final, or lost a final and never won.
Won a final. Yeah. I can't even write this down. Won a final.
Now, you can have lost multiple times.
Lost multiple times.
Or you can have won multiple times. So, like the 49ers, they have lost Super Bowls, but the Jerry Rice never lost a Super Bowl final for the 49ers. It's a bad example, because then obviously he did lose one for Oakland, but...
So I'm up first, am I?
Yeah.
I'm very confused. Arsenal.
They lost in 2006. They've not been back since. Obviously, we don't know.
Scraped off that list next week.
There are some people who are, or they'll still be on it because they'll have lost back to back.
It's me next.
This is crazy.
I'll go Celtic.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Why are they not in the list?
It's 1-67.
Maybe they lost another year, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Did they?
Arthur's anti-Celtic bias coming through again.
Did they lose in...
I think they lost in like 1970 or something.
Yeah.
Stop.
Were they not a semi-final?
Famously, it was like 100,000 people or something.
Stop.
Great to remember one, isn't it? Just when on a hard list like this.
Yeah.
I had others.
Yes.
Celtic did lose a final.
1970.
Lost a final. I'm gone.
But somewhere in my brain. There you go.
Ah, stop.
This is tough. I will go with Monaco.
Yeah, Monaco lost in 2004.
Atletico Madrid.
Three times. 74, 2014, 2016. Chelsea not on the list because they lost in 1-1 and they lost famously in penalties to Man United, your team.
That's
a 1-1.
I actually kind of had a good few at the end.
I had Eintracht Frankfurt.
They're on the list, lost in 1960.
Yeah, Leeds and Spurs.
Leeds and Spurs, yeah.
Marseille, Bayer Leverkusen, Valencia.
Marseille aren't on the list.
Ooh. Oh, maybe they lost one.
They definitely did.
Yeah,
they're on the list. Aston Villa.
Ah, Villa.
No, she thought of them.
Were Porto on the list?
I really wasn't sure. Porto have done both.
They've done both.
Oh. They've won two.
Stau Bucharest.
I think.
They might have lost one as well. Bayer Leverkusen and Valencia were two that were definitely.
Valencia, yeah. And Leverkusen, yeah. So Villa, Leverkusen, Mönchengladbach lost in 77, Club Brugge in 78, Frankfurt in 60, Feyenoord won it in 70, beating that Celtic team.
Yeah.
Fiorentina lost in 57, Leeds, Malmo, Panathinaikos, Partizan Belgrade.
Panathinaikos. Oh, Forest, surely.
Forest.
Yeah, I haven't got that far yet.
Yeah.
LMNOP, I have. I don't know why they're not on the list, but... PSV, Red Star, Reims, Roma, Sampdoria, Saint-Étienne, Spurs and Valencia. Forest aren't on the list for some reason.
I don't think they lost the European Cup final, so they should be.
What's the scores?
Mick's on three, David's on three, Shane's on two. Round three, question two. Name any team Mohamed Salah has scored a Premier League goal against for Liverpool. There are bonus points on offer here because he scored multiple goals against everybody. Except two teams, who he only scored one against. There are a total of 28 answers. If you get any of the teams that he scored a single goal against, I'll give you a bonus point.
Like pure luck.
Let's guess.
Yeah.
A full point.
There's 28. What's the order here, Ger?
Whatever it wasn't the last time.
Shane, you're next.
Shane, David, Mick.
Man United.
Yeah.
Scored a few against them.
13.
Manchester City.
United might be his record.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It is a 13.
Hat trick, wasn't there?
9 for City against City.
Chelsea.
Yeah, 5.
Arsenal.
10.
Wow, that's unreal.
Spurs.
Yeah, Tottenham Hotspur 12.
Good player, Salah, wouldn't he?
Mm. Yeah.
It's you, Mick, isn't it?
Oh, it is, sorry. Newcastle.
10.
Everton.
9.
Fulham.
5.
Bournemouth.
12.
Jeez. Villa.
9.
Burnley.
2.
Close to a bonus point. Mm-hmm. Wolves.
Wolves, 7.
West Ham.
10.
Leeds.
Leeds, 9.
How many new seasons have Leeds even been in the Premier League tree?
Yeah.
Me, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry. Brentford.
7.
Brighton.
9.
Name Premier League football teams.
That's basically it. Come on.
Yeah. Crystal Palace.
9. There's not that many regulars now.
Southampton.
11.
Whoa. That's incredible. I didn't remember any of them.
He is both a flat track bully and a big game player.
Yeah.
It's kind of perfect.
Good player, yeah.
Sunderland.
No.
Ooh, only this season.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Rishke.
Stephanie Ipswich.
Ipswich Town 2. That was a one season thing as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not sure about this. Forest.
Forest 2.
I have no more search.
Yeah. Leicester City.
Leicester City is correct. Five.
Okay.
This is teams that Mo Salah has scored goals against in the Premier League. There are bonus points on offer for the two singletons.
Watford.
Watford, nine.
Great shot.
Jeez, nine.
Nine goals against Watford. Did they beat them 9-0 in one of those seasons?
Probably, yeah.
Now, Watford were there for the first half of his career there.
One, two, three, four, five, okay side, six are left. Two bonus points still on offer. Do you risk it for the bonus point?
Yeah.
But they have to. Bonus points to look after themselves.
Take the goals. The bonus points look after themselves.
There's definitely more current Premier League teams. West Brom.
West Bromwich Albion. Yeah. Good shout.
One of my last two names written down was West Brom.
He scored twice against them.
And there's no point in overtaking it. My other one that I have written down is Norwich.
Yeah.
Norwich is on my list. He scored three against them.
So it's three left and two of them are bonus pointers.
One, two, Davis. Three, four left.
Four left. Please
I
don't
have
get
to start from scratch now. I have literally nothing left.
I have nothing.
To start going around the map of England in my head.
Yeah, exactly that, yeah. Nothing left. Even trying to think of where... This is just clubs he scored for Liverpool.
In the Premier League, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I might have a bonus point.
Did he score Premier League goals for Chelsea?
I don't know. Did he actually? I don't remember.
I don't know.
He got no game time.
Is Liverpool a sneaky answer? That would be great.
Liverpool is not an answer.
No.
That's not my go. I'm only joking.
Yeah.
Mo Salah. Flying down the wing.
I don't know. It's maybe just the week.
Sure, singing is a constant talking point in YouTube comments on.
I know if the world record quiz.
Oh, is it?
Well, yeah, on the quiz, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I made him self-conscious now. Ruined it. Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss.
I will. Oh, I don't know. Middlesbrough.
No.
Ooh, surely too early. 10 years.
The bonus points were Cardiff City won.
No.
And Sheffield United won. Huddersfield would have kept you alive. Did you say Celtic again?
Yeah.
And Stoke City scored twice against them when they were in it. That was it.
Stoke I thought of. The other three, not a hope.
There your list. Could he do it in a wet? No, he could, yeah.
Yeah.
He could actually do everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ran him out of town because they picked the wrong manager. Question three. Round three. The order is David McShane. Name any county that has beaten Kilkenny, Cork or Tipperary in an All-Ireland hurling final, and you can't say Kilkenny, Cork or Tipperary. So, any county that has beaten Kilkenny, Cork or Tip in an All-Ireland hurling final in history, all the way back to Cúchulainn. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, there are 9. The order is David
this is just Mick.
Mick Shane.
This is just Mick. He remembers every All-Ireland final.
I don't. Come back to this after a certain point.
So it's me first, isn't it? So Galway.
Galway, 87 and 88.
Clare.
97, 2013, 2024.
Limerick.
Limerick. 36, 40, 73, 21, 22, 23.
Dublin.
Dublin, 17, 20, 27.
19, 27.
Yeah, so what?
17, 20, 27.
Unless there's clairvoyant.
It is, yeah.
Wexford.
For some reason I can't. I'm disconnected from the dock. So, Wexford, 56 and 68.
I would have thought it was more. Oi.
Waterford.
1959.
No.
I mean, I had to say them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Many are there?
There's six said, and I think there are three left.
Three left.
Three left, yeah. Sorry, my document has become disconnected. My internet is down. What's going to happen?
Oh, what a chance. Offaly.
1998.
Of course.
Pitch invasions, they do work.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the last modern one.
Well, obviously Celtic.
And of course, Celtic.
And of course.
Hearts taking it. perfectly normal. I saw Jamie Bryson tweeting about it, like,
Jamie Bryson, who watched the match in his Rangers jersey. Totally normal behaviour. Right, so we're out of hurling counties. So the only, yeah, okay. London.
Correct.
Oh.
1901.
How many are left?
Two. One left.
One left. Oh, it's this to get us some sort of point.
Is it point each, is it?
Is it point each?
Point for whoever's left standing.
Right.
Yeah. If Shane gets this, David gets a point.
Surely this is an answer. It is.
If he doesn't, David has to answer one.
I'm pretty sure. It's my answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nicky English and Jerris Homestead of Antrim.
Nope.
Never won one.
They beat them by about 150 points a year, Nicky English was playing.
Sorry, have lost in a final. Have beaten in a final.
Yes, beaten, not lost. It's a binary
have
thing.
Won.
Lift the cup.
Beaten one of those. Oh,
name so any county that has beaten Kilkenny, Cork, or Tipperary in all our turning final.
I've taken a finalist. Tip Antrim, sure. I was thinking of. I was thinking of teams that I've played them in a final.
No.
Okay.
We're back. There's one left.
Clock it from this depth
I don't
of hell here.
I think you're going to.
Oh, he doubts you.
Stop it.
Who's the one like hurling all Ireland's that we haven't said?
It is since the dawn of history, remember.
Also, Antrim could have won one back in 1913. Like, who knows? Do you know what I mean? It's worth a go anyway.
Yeah.
London is just a great shout. Deserves the point. I will guess. I don't know.
Deserves has nothing to do with it.
William Money.
Leash.
Hey!
Well done. That deserves a point. That deserves it now.
I had Kerry, I have to say, so I would have been wrong if it had come back to me.
Leash, 1915.
Wow.
Good play.
So you both get a point.
Yeah. Probably called Queen's County back then. But anyway, yeah, fair play. Mick on 5, Shane on 2, David on 4.
Okay. Work to do.
Right. Okay.
Jeez, we did well to get to the end of that. Yeah.
Round 4. Introduction. Talk amongst yourselves. It's a very long document, I've got to say. Okay, round 4 is the fun, free, magic number round is next. You know the rules. I'm going to give you 4 different statements with numerical answers. You add them up, write them down, all before Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. If you get the number bang on, it'll be worth 3 points. Otherwise, closest to it gets 2 points. But if you go bust, zip, nada. Nothing. All good? Let's get going. Tricky this week. The Premier League goals Erling Haaland has scored this season. Plus the number that John Heslin wore on his Westmeath comeback. Plus the number of teams at this year's World Cup. Plus the number of Premier League games that Arsenal have lost this season.
Ooh.
What's the answer?
Don't know that.
Erling Haaland's goals, John Heslin's number, the number of teams in the World Cup, the number of Premier League games that Arsenal lost this year. Show me your numbers. What have you all got?
102.
104.
101.
106. Ooh, I take
2 points for Shane. He's back in the game.
I needed that.
27 goals for Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
Oh.
26 was the number.
Yeah.
John Heslin. 48 teams in the famously bloated World Cup. And 5 games that Arsenal lost.
Haaland's goals. 4 for Arsenal, but Haaland, I've completely. I jumped from 22 to 24 at the last minute on that one.
Like, 23.
So. Didn't realise. He doesn't feel like he scored 27 goals. That's a lot, isn't it?
Thiago's streaky. 22. He was on. It was 24 for 23 for a bit recently, and then he jumped.
They basically paid out on top goal scorer before Christmas, and then there was like 10 weeks where
Haaland didn't score.
Yeah. Okay.
His goal on Tuesday night ruined the last day of the season.
It did for Liverpool. Yeah, the Liverpool crack.
That Liverpool Bournemouth thing would have been a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah.
They could still get Champions League Bournemouth, couldn't they?
If Villa lose by enough, isn't that it? Or is it that's gone now too?
If Arsenal can't win the Champions League.
If Villa lose.
Sorry, if they finish sixth and Villa lose and Liverpool win, then that'll be fine. Villa have to finish fifth. But also, I think there's a 8 goal differential, thing, but yeah. Obviously it would automatically mean Bournemouth winning and Liverpool losing, so you're minimum two goals into that already, so who knows.
Okay. No, hang on, they just need to finish sixth.
If
Villa lose.
Yeah, but there's a good chance Liverpool don't win this weekend.
Well, yeah. I'd say so, like, Villa losing this weekend might be, you know, they might still be.
I would say it's a guarantee, but I think Liverpool winning is not a guarantee, and they're three points behind Villa. So
yeah. Okay, business as usual for the rapid fire round this week. You
it's another show.
Each have 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point for each up for grabs. We're going to start with the player in the lowest score, which is you. Oh, if it's Shane versus David. Oh, hang on.
Hey, what's the score? Shane, David got a point in the last round, did you?
No.
Oh, you were below me.
5-4-4.
6-4-4.
Yeah.
Are you on 6?
I got a point. Yeah, because I was second.
That changes things.
Tie break, if it's Shane versus David, rapid Shane.
Rapid fire Wilson over there.
I think the last time I decided to put someone in first, I got a tougher round of questions second, so I'm going to go first.
Okay. Shane, your 20 seconds starts now. Who did Ireland defeat in the Six Nations last weekend?
Italy.
Scotland. Which county side does Gabriel Bannigan manage?
Monaghan.
Who are Ulster playing in the Challenge Cup final today?
Montpellier.
What national team do Christian Ziege represent?
Christian Ziege, Germany.
Who are top of the LOI Premier Division?
Shamrock Rovers.
How many Olympics medals has Paula Dunham won?
3.
Iriola played 500 times for what club?
Athletic Club.
Yep.
Okay, correct. Athletic Bilbao. So Scotland was the only one you got wrong. Monaghan, Montpellier.
Two Monaghan people on the quiz. The chance of that being a question to a Monaghan person was huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Germany, 6%. Shamrock Rovers, 3 Olympic medals for Paula Donovan, silver and 2 golds. You got 6.
Great.
Good, Jesus.
Not a bad target.
I feel like you got 6.
10 is the clubhouse lead. Okay. Let me tell you, that might be...
might be enough.
I don't think it'll be enough.
You win and score.
David Wilson around.
David, are you ready?
Or Mick.
Yeah.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who's second in the LOI Premier Division table?
St. Pat's.
Who coached Leinster to their first Champions Cup win?
Michael Checker.
What national team did Joseph Yobo represent?
Nigeria.
Who is Man United's top scorer this season?
Mateus Cunha.
What two counties defeated Ireland in the 2026 Women's Six Nations?
England and France.
Who will Kilkenny play in the Leinster Hurling Championship this weekend?
Wexford.
Dublin. Name one of the two Italian clubs Pep Guardiola played for. Name one of the two Italian clubs Pep Guardiola played for. I still got through 7, even though
I would say you were at the start of a question when the buzzer went off, so yeah, very important.
Sampdoria?
No.
Atalanta?
Brescia or Roma?
Did he get
you got St. Pat's, you got Cheka, you got Nigeria. Šeško?
Ben.
How many goals did he score? 9.
Flat off the bat. He had a good run, didn't he, of like 4
do you know he can jump out of a bin?
He's their top scorer. He can jump over a mini. Did you know that?
Did you get England and France? You did?
Yeah.
You're on 8. Not going to do it this week.
No.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's all on Mick.
This is a great chance. 5 is a huge target.
Come on.
It is.
You've done it before.
Mick,
you just need 4.
Are you ready? Start your engines. Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah. Your 20 seconds starts now. Who's the Kildare senior hurling manager?
Dowling.
Who were the last English club to win the Champions League?
City.
Who is Spurs' top scorer this season?
Richarlison.
What English club has Harry Byrne played for?
Bristol.
Before Sunday, when did Armagh last win an Ulster title?
2013.
Who was named Women's Player of the Year at the Irish Rugby Awards?
Aoife Wafer.
Who won the 2026 PGA Championship?
Aaron Roy.
Oh, you needed it!
Is that to do it?
Yes!
Okay.
That was a bit dodgy.
Did I get loads wrong in there in the middle?
No, that was a bit dodgy.
It was 1 or 2, yeah.
You got the first 4 right, which puts you level on 10.
Yeah. Armagh was
Dowling,
so
Man City, Richarlison, Bristol Bears, 2008.
I've heard the Armagh thing so many times this week and I just couldn't get there.
Cliona Maloney McDonald. She must have been very good to beat Aoife Wafer, in fairness.
Yeah. They can't just give it to her every year.
They can. If you're the best, you win it every year. It just drives standards.
Michael Jordan only has 6 MVPs.
Well, that's all bollocks, isn't it?
Like that, yeah. I don't know what number he has, actually. But
Who won the 2026 PGA Championship? Aaron Rye. Oh, in Jeez. Fairness, everybody got 7 questions. You got 7 questions.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Fair play, Mike.
Fair enough. Well done.
Aaron
Rye, King is back. Yeah. Listen. Good
man, Aaron Roy.
Told you I like Monaghan.
First time he's been mentioned on any show this week, I would say as well, which is
quickly.
See you next week, folks.